We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, so last week in Luzerne County, and hopefully this week in Lackawanna County, it's going to flip over to yellow. And we have the mayor of Pittston, Michael Lombardo, who's on with us right now. So, Mayor, what does that mean?
Well, I think it means that we can start to eke our way back to sort of a more normal, start opening up some things, I think, give some people an opportunity, particularly as it relates to recreation, to get outside a little bit more. We can really look at our schedule now in terms of some of the upcoming events and I think make adjustments that, you know, we can handle them and pull them off in a way that's safe and compliant with what the regulations are at this point.
What about things like restaurants? I saw that Tomato Bar is reopening on Friday. Will there be a limit to how many people can go to a restaurant? How do things like that work?
Yeah, so what you got to do, essentially, I mean, in the restaurant situation, you'd be looking at outside venues. Restaurants are still not allowed to do internal seating. So you'd be looking at sidewalk seating. In the case of the Tomato Bar and places like the Red Mill, they have outdoor venues already that are part of their facility. So when they use those, obviously, they can't use them at maximum capacity. They need to use them in a manner that allows them to have people to come and dine and distance at a safe way. And then, of course, and obviously, their staff will need to take the necessary precautions. Certainly the outside, according to the data and research, is safer and better than indoors. Actually, interesting, we're working on this thing we started last fall called the Portable Patio, and it's actually a conversion of an old trailer that we've been converting it into essentially a moving deck, and it could be utilized in front of a restaurant that doesn't have enough sidewalk space to accommodate probably up to 6 or 7 tables with the right distance.
Do you think most businesses will be back open?
I feel really confident. We've been communicating all along with businesses. We right now are doing a crowdfunding initiative called Progress Through Partnership, and we are almost halfway to our goal of $30,000. We're going to take that money and we're going to actually leverage that against some community development money we have, and we'll be able to backfill a little bit and help, you know, alleviate some of the financial pain that's been caused. And I think we'll be able to help quickly get those businesses back up on their feet. A lot of times we get credit for all this revitalization that's occurring. But the truth is, we're lucky to have a tight community. And it's not only us. I think you'll see that all through northeastern PA. And this personally is why I love this place.
You know, when I first moved here, seeing what downtown Pittston was and what it is today is night and day.
I think the message at the end of the day is that it's about the idea of working together. Not one person can do it. We do some fun things. I'm looking forward to getting back out and getting some events going. We have some new things that we're going to roll out over the next couple months. We've kind of used this quiet time to regroup a little bit.
Can you share any of those with us, or is that all top secret?
You know, I've got people, so if you tell too many people, you know, I'll just send them your way.
You could tell her, but you'd have to kill her, right, Michael?
Exactly. No, I mean, we're talking about some partnerships. We've been having this conversation with Kings about rowing down on the riverfront. I can tell you that over the next couple months, I will be announcing securing another institution of higher education to have a satellite operation downtown. And we're creating this thing called the Pittston Art Academy. We have two really cool new housing things that we'll be rolling out, and both of them have some partial funding in place. We're working on a big jazz and blues festival. We've actually put a elevator in the fire station. That's important because it gets us to the third floor and the public can use that. There's a really cool basketball court up there that we're going to use as an indoor venue.
Wow, you got a lot going on.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm encouraged. Hats off to everybody that's worked hard. Again, without partners, you can't move forward.
Mayor Michael Lombardo, City of Pittston, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Oh, thank you both very much. I appreciate it. Stay safe, everybody, and healthy. We're getting there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.